De Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Vaughan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832. ¡Ho, ho, ho! Estas navidades, regala inglés. Regala Vaughan.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's Thursday.
Yes, hello Kyle.
Yeah, hello, hello. It's Thursday afternoon. It is Thanksgiving in the United States. For all our American friends, they're giving thanks. We can talk about that a little bit later. Tino, have people been talking about Thanksgiving a lot? Eso es lo típico, no? When it's a certain day and then all the hosts talk about it. How many times have I talked about the history of Thanksgiving on the radio? Even me, like maybe 10, well, every year. Todos los años, 8 veces, 9 veces.
Gracias, Kai.
Well, de nada. You're welcome, but I might have to do, you know, I'm not going to talk about it today. Well, maybe a little bit, un poquito. Venga, un poquito. We'll talk about it a little bit, but we have other things to talk about on our Drive Time show. I have questions to answer, right? Preguntas. Vuestras, tus preguntas. I'm going to answer your questions in the drive time, in the by request part of the show, as always. And for those of you who don't send me questions, well, I'm not going to answer because you haven't sent me a question. That makes sense. Does that make sense? Anyway, if you have questions, you can send them to me on social media. Also, we're going to look at some weird news about a gin. Do you like gin, Tino? El gin. As they say in Spain, gin tonic. But in English, it's not gin tonic. It's gin and tonic. Se dice literalmente gin y tonica in English. Anyway, there's an interesting story of a gin with an interesting recipe. Una receta interesante que te voy a contar. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But we also have history. The Grand Ole Opry opened in Nashville on this day back in 1925. And I'll tell you about that one. I'll tell you what the history is and what the Grand Ole Opry is. A historic place for country music. We got lots to cover. Let's get it started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody. Yes. It's drive time, everybody. Drive safely if you are driving. We got a nice drive time show for you here on Vaughan Radio. And we're going to start with, how about an interactive section? ¿Te apetece? ¿Cómo que no? Let's start off with an interactive section. I'm talking about today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Twitter translation. That's right. It is time for the Twitter translation. I'm going to give you a sentence. Tino, you're going to like this sentence today. Tina's going to like this sentence. We have a nice one. Now, first of all, if you want to participate, folks, well, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
¿Sabes que el Kyle te ha hecho un Instagram? ¿Y sabes cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo, para que nos entendamos todos, I-M-I-L-E-M-I-L-L-E-R, con Y, que es Giri.
Eso es, soy Giri. Eso es. That's right. ¿Cómo se...? Yeah, okay. So write in. Tell me how to say it. You can write in on Instagram and on Twitter. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros.
What's up, bird?
Yeah. Los espantapájaros... Pues eso es un problema, entonces, ¿no? Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros. I like that sentence. So how would you say that? ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? Right in. Tell me how to say it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in our drive time show.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Oh, the warm-up gym, everybody. That's right, it is time for the warm-up gym. How about 10 sentences of translation? 10 frases. 10 sentences of translation. I'll give it to you in Spanish. Yo en español y tú en inglés. En inglés. That's right, you say it in English. Out loud, okay? All right, number one. Number one. While I open my book here. Lo haré cuando pueda. Antes no. Lo haré cuando pueda. I'll do it when I can. All right. Number two. ¿Por qué dices eso? Hombre, ¿por qué dices eso?
Puedo, pero no me apetece.
What? Why do you say that? Hey, why do you say that? ¿Por qué dices eso? Why do you say that? Number three. Número tres. Number three. ¿Crees que van a subir? Oye, ¿crees que van a subir? Do you think they're going to go up?
No tengo ni idea.
Well, you know, how should I know? Los precios, por ejemplo. Do you think they're going to go up? ¿Crees que van a subir? Los precios, costes, demanda. Do you think they're going to go up? Number five. No, this is number four. I think I'm going to call this number four. ¿Te das cuenta ahora? ¿Te das cuenta ahora? Do you realize now? Realize. Darse cuenta. Hey, do you realize now? Realize. It's kind of like noticing. Realizing. Darse cuenta. Do you realize now? This is true. Los ricos tienen problemas también. Los ricos tienen problemas también. Rich people have problems too. So notice how we say los ricos, we say rich people. Los chinos, Chinese people. You can't just say Chinese. It's an adjective, right? You have to say Chinese people. El chino de al lado. The Chinese man next door, right? Or la china, the Chinese person, or la japonesa, right? Chinese or Japanese, the Japanese person, the Japanese woman or lady, right? All right, number six. Pero es mejor que ser pobre. Eso digo yo. It's better than being poor. It's true. I suppose. In most cases, let's be honest. Right? Tal vez, pero no estoy tan seguro. Tal vez. Maybe. But I'm not so sure. Y ahora hay mucha gente en casa diciendo, y perhaps, se puede decir, perhaps, claro, perhaps, maybe, but I strongly recommend you use the word maybe. I use the word maybe 25 times more than the word perhaps. The word perhaps I use maybe, I just use it, maybe, oh, maybe 50, actually, I probably say maybe 50 times more than perhaps. I say perhaps about 3 times a month. Tres veces al mes. Una vez cada 10 días, digo esa palabra. So if you learn quizás, a lo mejor, tal vez, and you think they're equal, the same, no. It's important to think of the frequency. Perhaps is much more formal than maybe. I recommend the word maybe. It's far more common.
¿Qué es mejor? ¿Qué es lo más recomendado?
Bueno, maybe. Lo mejor es maybe. Okay? All right. Number 8. Has tenido mucho éxito. You've been very successful. Yeah. You've been very successful.
Qué lindo.
Yeah, you've been very...
Qué lindo. Qué lindo.
Ah, you've been very successful. Number 9. No puedo con este problema. No puedo. No puedo, Dino. Es que no puedo. Now, we say in English, we say, I can't handle. ¿Cómo manejar? We don't just say, I can't with this problem. No, we say, I can't handle this problem.
This is exhausting.
It is. It is exhausting. I can't handle this problem. I can't handle this problem. Okay, dilo en voz alta. Dilo en voz alta. Say it out loud. Or,
now.
Oh yeah, now, say it out loud, or say it aloud, en voz alta, all right? You know, Tino, we've done 10, but I feel like, me apetece un poco más, right? I feel like a little more translation, okay? No puedo respirar con tanto humo. I can't breathe with so much smoke. Con tanto humo. Te vamos a usar como conejillo de indias. We're going to use you as a guinea pig.
Come with me if you want to live.
We're going to use you as a guinea pig. Conejillo de indias. Guinea pig. Se escribe Guinea, right? But we say guinea pig. All right, one more. Otra. All right, okay. Es asombroso el progreso que has hecho. Es asombroso, eh? It's amazing the progress you've made.
Fantástico.
Eso es. It's amazing the progress you've made. Fantástico. Amigos. Muy bien. Okay. You know, I think it's time to look at some vocabulary. How about that? A little bit of vocabulary for the folks at home. All right, everybody, we're gonna talk a little bit of vocabulary here. Okay, here we go, folks. Here's some terms for quantifying things. Eso es muy interesante, ¿vale? Quantifying things. Un grano, for example, un grano de arroz. ¿Sabes cómo se dice en inglés un grano de arroz, Dino? Do you know how to say this? We say a grain of rice. A grain of rice. A grain of rice. Una, oh, this is new for me. This is new for me. Una brizna de hierba.
Chicos, eso es una nueva palabra.
Eso es, eso es. A blade. Blade of grass. Eso es una nueva palabra, chicos. That's right. A blade. B-L-A-D-E, like a knife. El cuchillo has a blade on it. A blade of grass. Now, un fragmento de cristal. ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? Vaya, qué curioso. Eso del programa de hoy. A shard of glass. S-H-A-R-D. Shard. A shard of glass. So if you throw a stone at the window, crack, and it breaks, and little shards of glass come out. Un fragmento de cristal. A shard. S-H-A-R-D. Shard. A shard of glass. Right? And when you crack a window, you throw a stone at a window, for example, you could say it shatters. S-H-A-T-T-E-R, to shatter, when the whole window breaks. Una gota de sudor. Una gota de sudor. Which is called a bead of sweat. Bead. B-E-A-D. Bad. A bead of sweat.
Qué asco.
Qué asco. Una pizca de sal. Una pizca de sal. A pinch. Pinch. A pinch of salt. A pinch of salt. Una pastilla de jabón. Una pastilla de jabón. Do you know how to say this, Tino? A bar of soap. Una, como una barra. Una barra de jabón. No. Una pastilla. You say a pill of soap. In English, you say a bar of soap. Una gota de lluvia. A drop of rain. Okay. Un chupito de whiskey. Hombre. Tino knows this one. A shot. A shot. Como un disparo. Así se dice en inglés, como un disparo, a shot of whiskey. Right? A shot of, I don't know, vodka. Right? Now, una moto de polvo. Una mota. Mota. Mota, excuse me. Una mota de polvo. Hay muchas motas de polvo por aquí. Yeah, speck. Speck. A speck of dust. S-P-E-C-K, speck. A speck of dust. And finally, bueno, un pelo. Un pelo is a hair, but un pelo, a strand of hair. The individual one is called a strand. Strand of hair. Okay? Un grano de arroz. A grain of rice. Una brizna. De hierba, a blade of grass, a shard, fragmento de cristal, a shard of glass. And do you like that sound, Tino? Do you have that sound of a window breaking? We call it, so when you throw, when a stone or something hits a window, you get this sound which is called shattering. Shattering, to shatter. So to shatter, do we have it, Tino, or not really? It takes some time. Como todo en la vida, hay que esperar, de vez en cuando hay que esperar unos momentos. But we have this sound, you know what I'm talking about. Shattering glass and the sound of a breaking window. We'll play it later, no te preocupes, más tarde. So we've seen a shard of glass, fragmento, gota de sudor, una pizca de sal, a pinch una pizca, a pinch of salt, una pastilla de jabón, una gota de lluvia, and actually, you know what? We'll play a song. We'll play a song after the break. We'll play an interesting song for you with some of these with the idea of breaking glass. Oh, there it is. There it is. That's the sound of breaking glass. Shattering. A window shattering. Hear that one more time, Tino? Oh, yeah. There you go. We all know that sound. All right. There we go. And that's it for today's vocabulary.
Expression of the day.
All right. Yeah, it's time for the expression of the day, everybody. Hincar los codos. Hincar los codos. Se dice así, ¿no, Tino? Because the other day I was on a... We're filming a television show. And I... For a channel in the United States. I don't think it's a secret, but I'm involved in a TV show now for the United States. And I said, hay que hinchar los codos. No, eso es otra cosa. Hincar los codos. Hincar. We say in English to hit the books. Como golpear a los libros. ¿En serio? Yeah, to hit the books. Estudiar mucho, right? Well, it's time to hit the books. If you want to pass the exam, you'd better hit the books. Right? Ponerte a estudiar, pero mucho. Right? Hit the books. Hincar los codos. I like that expression. Do you like that expression, Tino? Tino says, yeah, ooh. He says, a mí me gusta eso. Me parece muy bien. That's what he said. Hincar los codos, to hit the books. Now, another one, because I'm generous. Soy un tío muy generoso.
Ya sabes.
Okay, so we have another expression. I want to give you a second one, which is to lend a hand. Prestar una mano.
Lend a hand? ¿Pero qué significa eso?
Es echar una mano a alguien. ¿Vale? Echar una mano. Se dice en inglés to lend. Como prestar. Now, we also say to give a hand. Hey, can you give me a hand with this? Would you like me to give you a hand with that? Right? Echar una mano. So if you know... I'm working alone over here. If you'd lend me a hand, we could do this much faster. If you'd lend me a hand, it would be easier. To lend a hand. Okay? All right. So there we have it. I want to tell you one more time about a special challenge we have here at Vaughn. We have teamed up with our friends at UNICEF to try to raise, not just recaudar fondos, sino to purchase kits.
El kit de rescate.
Y cada kit tiene dos dosis de vacunas contra el sarampión. Sarampión. I hope I'm saying that right. Sarampión. Eso es. Tres sobres de alimento terapéutico. Un pastilla de jabón. A bar, in English, a bar of soap. A notebook. And many other things. There's also pills. 162 pills to purify. 810 liters of water. So this is going to help a lot of people, a lot of young people. There are pencils and a notebook for going to school. In there, lots of great resources, and each kit is only 6 euros. Yeah, each kit is only 6 euros. You can get, so you can pay 6 euros, 15 euros, 30 euros, or other amounts, and the donation is completely secure. But I would encourage you to help or at least share this, because it's this time of year when we like to... You know, we start getting into the Christmas holiday season and giving each other gifts that we often don't need, but there are people in the world that really do need it. So, why don't we do that? And you can help us on our challenge. We're trying to help 500 kids. Queremos rescatar a 500 niños. And you can join our challenge and help out at unicef.es/reto-baugan. So unicef.es/reto-baugan. O lo que es lo mismo, unicef.es/reto, bueno, /reto-baugan. Okay? So go in there and maybe make a donation or at least help us spread the word. Right? Because maybe just by even sharing a tweet or mentioning to your friends, one or two friends will do it, and it'll mean a lot to someone who really needs it the most. So we're going to leave it at that, folks. We're going to take a short break. Afterwards, we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you how to say a very interesting sentence. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros. Es muy problemático, ¿no? So tell me how to say that in English on Twitter or on Instagram. We'll take a look at that and much more right after the break, so don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Disney English Vaughan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Vaughan con la magia de Disney. Les esperamos en todos los centros Vaughan. Puedes consultarlos en grupovaughan.com. Y no te olvides que la formación continúa con el Club Junior y todas las ofertas de formación de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Apúntalos al Christmas Impact Junior.
Aprenderán mucho inglés.
Pero mucho. Así, con la magia de la Navidad, sin apenas darse cuenta. Estas Navidades haz que disfruten y aprendan en el Christmas Impact de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Vaughan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
¡Ho, ho, ho!
Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Vaughan.
Regálate un curso intensivo en Navidad. Consigue realizar uno de los propósitos antes de acabar el año. Lo vas a conseguir, pero tienes que llamarnos al 91-133-5833. Christmas Impact. Porque no hay mejor regalo estas Navidades. Regala Vaughan. Regala inglés.
Despide con Vaughan el mes de noviembre. Aprovecha el Friday más largo del año. Del 25 de noviembre al 3 de diciembre, Black Friday en Vaughan.
Consigue un día gratis en los Christmas Impact en Junior para jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Un 10% de descuento en el curso intensivo de Navidad para adultos. Los trimestrales por videoconferencia también tienen un 10% de descuento. Y si apuntas a los peques a los próximos Weekend Camps, otro descuento del 10%. Además consigue el curso Objetivo Inglés en Vaughan Tienda por solo 99 euros. Hasta fin de existencias.
El viernes más largo del año lo tienes aquí en Vaughan, Black Friday, del 25 de noviembre al 3 de diciembre en grupovaughan.com y cursos@grupovaughan.com. El mejor ritmo para la recta final del año.
¿Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase? Te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio. Bon Radio.
Everybody, it's Kyle Miller here for the Drive Time Show on Vaughn Radio. Thanks for listening. Somos los del inglés. ¿Eh? In case you're wondering, ¿pero qué es eso? El tío hablando en inglés. Dios, ¿qué es eso?
Fíjate,
amigos. That's right. So if you want to improve your English, por eso estamos. That's what we're here for. Right, Tino?
He says, hombre, claro que sí, hombre.
Exactly. And why don't we begin... You know, we're changing up the order a little bit. Why don't we do a challenge? Ya que estamos. Since we're here, we love challenges. How about today's interrogative challenge?
Interrogative challenge.
All right, you know how this one works. If you're a regular listener, I'm going to give you the answer to a question, and you can ask me the question that I've already answered.
Vale, claro.
Okay, so I'm going to say, okay, so I'm going to say it's red, and you'll say, what color is it? Okay? Okay, number one. My kids are playing with my brother's son. Who are your kids playing with? Hey, who are your kids playing with? Are they playing with my brother's son? Number two. He said he wished for world peace. What did he say he wished for?
What?
What did he say he wished for? Oh, world peace. Number three. You should put the blue disk into the computer. Which disk should I put into the computer? Which disk should I put into the computer? Number four. I missed it because it was useful. Why did you miss it? Why? Why did you miss it? Por qué? Why did you miss it? Okay, number six. They can't catch him because he's too fast. Why can't they catch him? Why can't they catch him? Number eight. I met Susan at the party. Who did you meet at the party? Hey, who did you meet at the party? Oh, I met Susan at the party. Yeah. Number eight. I didn't do it because it was too late. Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? Well, because it was too late. Number 9, it usually lasts around 2 hours. How long does it usually last?
¿Cuánto tiempo suele durar?
Right? How long does it usually last? Oh, it usually lasts around 2 hours. All right, well done. Well done. And I say well done without hearing your answers. I couldn't quite hear them, but I assume you did well. If you're a regular Drive Time listener, then you're probably doing well by now with the interrogative challenge. It's maybe the toughest part of the show. Lo más difícil del programa, ¿no? Supongo. Digo yo. I think. Because it is a challenging exercise, but it's the best exercise that I know for helping you gain agility with the interrogative form. So I encourage you to practice with this. And if you don't do well or you struggle, well, you can listen to it again. You can listen to the show again. Go to ivox.com, 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 and you can find today's show. Type in Drive Time, and you'll find hundreds of episodes. You can download them, save them to your phone, stream them, do whatever you want to do, and work with those challenges until you get them right. Y no cuesta nada, es gratis. One thing that's a very cheap, no, it's gratis, but it's a cheap tool as well. Si quieres mejorar tu inglés, I wrote a book years ago called The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés. And in this book, it includes the mastering the interrogative, translation lists, also reading of real stories, factual stories, little stories from my life, I guess, little trip stories about trips and things that I've done and places I've gone and things like that. But each section is based on a use of a verb. The book is called The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés. The Verb Circus, como el circo, ¿no? The Verb Circus. And I recommend this book because it really breaks down the grammar. La gramática está desglosado y luego lo machacamos, right? We drill it in, right, Tino? Until you gain fluency with the essential grammar. So we take each verb, we break them down according to uses, and then we have a story using the verb over and over many, many, many times. And there's Spanish there as well, so you can follow along with the translation if necessary. And then we have translation, focused translation lists. And then we have the interrogative exercise as well. And the whole thing comes with audio. It comes with 12 hours, 12 horas de audio. And I believe it costs 10 euros, 10 euros, creo. 10 euros at the Baugan Tienda, baugantienda.com. You can also find it in Fnac and Corte Inglés and places like that. But I recommend you go to the Vaughan shop, either physically or baugantienda.com, vaughantienda.com, and search for this book, The Verb Circus, The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés, because you can get, you get the audio. I strongly recommend the audio. It comes for free with the book. In addition to the whole book, we put another 10 hours, 10 horas más de audio, además del libro. There are radio shows, focused radio shows, a 30-minute show about each verb, which was the first project I ever did on radio in Spain, was this project, The Verb Circus. And the shows are very didactic. They're very teachy. They're very, very teachy. You can learn a lot from them. It's one of the most didactic books that we have. And Vaughan, so I suggest this one. It costs less than a menú del día. And you have about, I would say, 4 months, 4 meses de inglés aquí. Por 10 euros, así que. Es muy barato. It's very, very cheap. The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés. And you can get it from the Vaughan Tienda, vaughantienda.com, or from various bookstores. But also, if you get this, I suggest that one day, the first day, you look at the left side of each, every time you open the book, on the left side, las páginas pares, por decir, the even numbered pages, you have a story. I recommend you read the story out loud in voz alta. Then You look at the right side and you work with the translation. It says right here, a traducir, tapa la columna y traduce en voz alta. Okay, so you cover it up with your hand and then you try to translate the sentences into English out loud. And then work with the interrogative challenge below. So one day you do this several times until you master it. And then, el día siguiente, you put on the audio. And the audio, the translation, es un reto en voz alta. The voice will, in English, will say, vine aquí a las tres. And then you have 5 seconds. I came here at 3 o'clock. Y tienes que decir en voz alta. Y saltará la voz. So you have this to practice in your car, on your phone. Download it. Put it on your phone. Put it on your computer or just whatever. But you have lots and lots of audio to work with and really, really master the essential grammar of the verbs in English. And so this is like the skeleton. Hay que saber eso. Antes de meter los adornos. Antes de estudiar phrasal verbs. Y refranes y esas cosas. Hay que dominar lo esencial. And that's the purpose with this, of this book, The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés, which is an old book now. It's been around for years with Vaughn. But it's one of the best, and I encourage, it's only 10 euros. The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés, and you can find it, like I said, at the Baugan Tienda. But there you go, we're going to move on. It's time to move on, everybody. And, why don't we answer some questions, unas preguntas, because we have some questions coming from listeners. I will check in now and answer questions like I do almost every day. It's time for By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
We've got a question from Jesus. Jesus says, Kyle, could you please explain the difference between sentences and phrases? Oof, no, I don't know the difference. A sentence and a phrase. I'm not sure what the difference is. I'm gonna have to check this out. What's the difference between a sentence and a phrase? Okay, here we go. A sentence is a complete thought and consists of a set of words combined and sequenced by the rules of syntax. A phrase is a group of words that perform a function in a sentence or otherwise logically combined but does not form a complete thought. Okay. So the difference is maybe more about what represents a complete thought. So a sentence is about having a complete thought, whereas a phrase is about putting together words logically, but may not be a sentence entirely. I wouldn't worry about that. I didn't know the difference. Knowing it is not going to really limit your ability to communicate. So I wouldn't worry too much about that one. But thank you for the question. Jesus, thank you. And let's see. A ver, let's see. Oh, we have Gonzalo. Gonzalo writes in. He says, the phonetic sound of a word, as you find in the dictionary, is sometimes distorted because of the combination with the previous or the following word. For example, is she? There's only an SH sound. This type of word interaction is usually difficult for me since I have the mental picture of each word as an isolated thing. Okay. I'm not sure what the... Oh, are there exceptions to the soft sound of the TH? There, this. Okay, basically, Gonzalo is asking about the pronunciation of the TH. And yeah, first of all, pronunciation, right? Linking is an important part of pronunciation. The way we link the words together is key. But it's a question of becoming accustomed to the way words are and how the language flows. Hay que acostumbrarse a eso. Okay? But as for the TH, we have what I guess we call it the soft TH, which sometimes people confuse for a D. But this is wonderful. But no, this, hay que sacar la lengua. To pronounce it properly, you have to stick your tongue out. Otherwise, it'll say dis. This. So sticking the tongue out, it's very difficult. It's I'm going to say it's impossible. If you stick your tongue out properly, it's impossible to mispronounce this like a D. So that's the rule. Stick your tongue out. Saca la lengua. And you'll say it right. This, that, these, those, other. There, although, then their mother asked them, either one can bother me, but this one bothers me the most. TH. Now we have what some people call the hard TH, where the mouth is the same, but there's no action in the vocal cords, so we'd say through, both, Thursday, thank you, thought, Thanksgiving, like today, Thanksgiving. He thought of three things on Thursday, okay? So the TH, without the vocal cord activated, you have that other form of TH sound. But the key to pronouncing either one is to... The key to pronouncing either one is to stick out the tongue. Hay que sacar la lengua. Touching your teeth, though, on both top and bottom, but sticking your tongue out, you should be able to see the tip of your tongue in the mirror. If you can't see the tip of your tongue in the mirror, then you're not pronouncing it right. Okay? There you have it, folks. There you have it. All right. Now, one thing people love is phrasal verbs, right, Tino? Why don't we go ahead with our Drive Time Phrasal Verb?
Drive Time Phrasal Verb.
The Drive Time Phrasal Verb. To put out, apagar un fuego, una vela, por ejemplo, to put out. And this is what we call a separable phrasal verb. This means we can separate the verb and the preposition and put the pronoun in the middle. Put out the fire. Put it out now. El incendio, apaga el incendio, apaga la hora. Put it out now. ¿Te importaría apagar ese cigarro? Would you mind putting that cigarette out? Would you mind putting out that cigarette? Either way. Apagará mi cigarro si tú apagas el... Bueno, tu puro. Si tú apagas tu puro, Tino. I'll put my cigarette out if you put your cigar out. ¿Dónde lo apago? Where should I put it out? Where? Where should I put it out? Apágalo en el cenicero. Claro. No? Es por eso. Put it out in the ashtray. In the ashtray. Si no lo apagas bien, provocarás un incendio. If you don't put it out well, you'll cause a fire. Un incendio. Cuidado. Los bomberos vinieron para apagar el fuego. The firemen came, or the firefighters came to put out the fire. Intentaron apagarlo con agua. They tried to put it out with water. Yeah. Okay, so put out, apagar. Pero la luz, no, we don't say put out the light. We say to turn off, apagar la luz, turn off the light. Turn off. Now, sometimes people say turn out the light. Would you turn out the lights? It's more common to say turn off. apagar algo, un motor, la luz, el aire. Turn off the air conditioning. Turn off the lights before you go home. Turn off the computer. But put out is apagar un fuego, una vela, to put out. Now the key to these phrasal verbs, I'm going to tell you the key to phrasal verbs. There are two keys to learning phrasal verbs. One, prioritize. Don't waste your time learning the 1,000th most important phrasal verb. Prioritize. Focus on the most important ones. Put out is a common phrasal verb. It's good to know. Two, look for meaning in the preposition. So we have the preposition out, put out. Y si lo apagamos, pues, como la vela, como soplando. We blow out the candles. Blow it until it's out. Blow out the candles. Blow out the, or la, bueno, la vela. Blow out the candle. On your birthday. Blow out the candles. Right? So the out implies extinction. Like we could say, the species was wiped out. There are types of birds in Mozambique that are close to extinction. They're close to being wiped out, Tino. Esos pájaros de Mozambique. En 5 años, they're going to be gone. They're getting wiped out. They're going extinct. So they're approaching extinction. They're being wiped out. All right? So the out implies extinction. So here we have apagar un fuego, to put out the fire. Put out the candle. Put out the match. Otherwise you could burn the house down. Okay? So hopefully that makes sense to you. Que tiene sentido. All right. Well, there you have it. A little bit of action with today's Drive Time phrasal verb.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's Weird News.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Weird News, everybody. We're going to talk about gin. But a very special gin, as distillers of gin infused with elephant dung. Here's a great headline, Títulos, which would be a great section here. Títulos. Wouldn't that be a good section, Tino? Just titles. And we talk about the titles. Here's the title. Distillers of gin infused with elephant dung insist the product isn't crap.
Ay, qué raro.
Qué raro. Claro, que estamos hablando de caca de elefante. We're talking about elephant poop. Dung. D-U-N-G. Significa caca. Yeah. Es lo que hay. So the creators of this Indlovu gin say the amazing variety of botanicals can be found in elephant feces. So this is a maker of a South African gin, which is infusionado with elephant dung. And they swear that their use of the animal's excrement is not just a marketing trick. It's something that makes sense, they say. They say that elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers, but digest very little of it. As a consequence, in the elephant's dung, you get, they say, the most amazing variety of these botanicals. He says, why don't we let the elephants do the hard work of collecting all these botanicals and then make gin from it? He suggested to his wife, his wife suggested to him, and the idea came after a safari in which a wildlife ranger described an elephant's digestive process and how slowly it worked. The first batch of elephant dung came by mail from the park that they had visited on the safari. And now this couple, who are both scientists, are excited about the project of making gin. And they've done just that. They've made a batch of 3,000 to 4,000 bottles of gin. And they say it works very well. Obviously, the alcohol kills any bacteria. But they said they're not above testing it on their friends. But what they do with their friends is they give them the gin first, and they say, oh, what do you think of that? They say, ooh, very nice, qué rico, eso. And then later they say, oh, it was made with elephant poop, right? They don't tell them before. They tell them after. Now, they're selling this stuff for $32 a bottle. Would you pay $32 a bottle, Tino, for elephant poop gin? Tino says, no way. Olvídalo. He's not interested. All right. Weird stuff. Well, it's like that coffee. If coffee is, well, they feed these beans to, I don't know if it's a rat or a rodent. It eats the coffee beans, and then when it poops them out, they pick out the beans, clean them up, and roast them and make coffee with them. And they say, it makes a delicious flavor. I don't know. I don't know if I'd try it or not. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of coffee. I'll put it that way. The music says we have to take a break. We're going to take a quick one, but we'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more, including the Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros. We're going to look at that right after the break, so don't touch that dial.
Ahora puedes solicitar tu prueba de nivel gratuita durante todo el año. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y resérvala.
Baugan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Baugan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupobaugan.com.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Baugan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Come to Vaughan Systems this Christmas and learn English while having a blast with your new friends. Merry Christmas, everyone.
¿Ya entendiste a Santa? ¿Cómo?
Todavía no.
Si quieres que los peques de la casa hagan este año la carta de deseos en inglés, apúntalos al Christmas Impact Junior.
Aprenderán mucho inglés.
Pero mucho. Así, con la magia de la Navidad, sin apenas darse cuenta. Estas Navidades haz que disfruten y aprendan en el Christmas Impact de Junior. Inglés con todo el espíritu navideño de Baugan. Llama al 911-335-832. 911-335-832.
¡Ho, ho, ho!
Estas Navidades, regala inglés. Regala Baugan. Regálate un curso intensivo en Navidad. Consigue realizar uno de los propósitos antes de acabar el año. Lo vas a conseguir, pero tienes que llamarnos al 911-133-5833. Christmas Impact. Porque no hay mejor regalo estas Navidades. Regala Baugan. Regala inglés.
Baugan y Disney presentan
Disney English Baugan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Baugan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Baugan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Baugan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Baugan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Si no te apuntas a los 6 días en Baugan Town, lo único que podemos recomendar a cambio son 6 meses viviendo y trabajando en el extranjero, en un país de habla inglesa. Solo 6 días en Baugan Town te aupa más que 6 meses fuera. ¿No nos crees? Manda a Baugan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
¿Sabes que el inglés es indispensable para competir en el mercado laboral? Todos lo sabemos. ¿Cuántas veces en un proceso de selección, en una vacante para un ascenso, has visto cómo otra persona te adelantaba por la izquierda? El puesto era perfecto para ti, pero tu inglés no estaba a la altura.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año,